Your Coca-Cola bottler presents Claudia. Claudia, based on the original stories by Rose Franken, brought to you, transcribed Monday through Friday, by your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. Relax, and while you're listening, refresh yourself. Have a Coke. And now, Claudia.
Packing this trunk. And that takes care of all the packing.
Good. Where's the evening paper?
Oh, someplace, Ron. Say, that trunk certainly looks as if it had eaten a big dinner. Oh, and that reminds me. David, if you haven't got anything to do, you can come help me in the kitchen, will you?
I thought as much. No peace for the weary.
You mean the wicked. Come on, Shakespeare, you can help me too. Careful, you're stepping on it. Now, hand me the ladder, will you? I want to see what's on the top shelf of the cupboard.
Nothing up there. You can't reach it. Now, where's my paper?
I'd better just look to make sure. I may have hidden something away.
I'll do it. You'll only fall down and break in little pieces.
Oh, if I had the wings of an angel.
Careful.
One jar of preserves coming down.
Oh, wonderful. It's brand new. We'll take it with us.
A half a jar of honey coming down.
David, don't throw it. The lid will come off. It'll spill. The stepladder's tipping, David.
Out of my way. Out. I'm jumping.
You all right?
Certainly I'm all right. Didn't you see my parachute open?
I'll never ask you to help me again as long as I live.
Good. How's the stepladder?
One leg's cracked.
You see, it wasn't safe. And don't ever let me catch you climbing up on anything that's not safe.
I've climbed up on that stepladder 100 times. It's safe enough for me. I'm light as a feather, and I've a wonderful sense of balance.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do with this jar of honey now we've got it?
Put it in that crate with the rest of the preserves if you insist on keeping it.
I insist on keeping it. I just don't want to throw it away, and I don't want to take it with us.
You're making sense.
Yes, I am. Perfect sense. I don't want to throw it away because I don't believe in throwing things away. And I don't want to take it with us because
I know. We're moving with everything new.
Because it will open and it will spill. Now, I know. I'll put it here on the table and give it to Mama in the morning.
Mama will be delighted. Well, that's all for the kitchen, isn't it?
Looks like it. David, now, could you take that hat box from the shelf in the hall closet?
Can't we do it in the morning?
Oh, I'd rather finish up everything tonight. Then I can sleep without a conscience.
Any sacrifice is worth that.
Take a look and see if you find Mama's umbrella while you're there.
What would it be doing up here?
I don't know. Where do umbrellas go when you can't find them? Do you see anything?
Just dark. Get me some matches, dear.
What was that?
I didn't hear anything up here.
Better go to the kitchen and see. I'll be right back.
No, no umbrella.
Oh, Shakespeare, look what you did and look at you. Don't cry to me for sympathy. Oh, wait till David sees this.
Wait till David sees what?
He was in the honey jar.
He must think he's a bear.
He looks lovely, basted in honey, don't you think?
Hey, get away from me, Shakespeare. Get off.
Hey, he's rubbing honey on your trousers.
Scat, get away. Scat.
Can't scat. He's sticking to the floor.
Oh, I always thought he was a clinging vine.
Oh. Honestly, you're a mess. Go away. Nobody wants you. Hey, come here. I'll give you a bath.
Darling, kittens don't take baths.
This one is going to have to. We can't have him running around like this. It's like living with a piece of fly paper.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. Let's hang him on the chandelier.
We have no chandelier, so we'll give him a bath instead.
I repeat, kittens don't take baths. They wash themselves.
Maybe they don't take baths, but they get bathed. I read it in a book.
What book?
I forget.
All the cats I've ever known lick themselves clean.
It'll take him a year.
Then let it take him a year. Keep him busy and out of trouble.
We can't move upstairs with him like this tomorrow. He'll get in all the paint and mess everything up.
He'll get in all of the paint anyway.
Besides, he'll feel awful. Everything else is going to be so nice and clean and new. He'll get a complex moving in like an old jar of honey on his back.
Fine. Something old, something new, something borrowed,
that's
something sticky.
That's for brides, not for cats. Shakespeare, come here. David, don't let him go in the living room. Catch him!
You catch him. I'm not going to touch him.
Oh, you're a great help. Hey, come back here. You David, run the water in the sink.
Throw him in the bathtub.
He'll drown.
Cats swim. I saw a picture of one swimming the other day.
Here I come. Stand aside.
Want me to get your shower cap or bath salts?
Yeah. All right, now in you go.
Oh, he loves it. He's a real water baby.
He does. Oh, Shakespeare, don't scratch now. Be still now. Let me to wash you.
He doesn't.
Just open your eyes if you aren't still, you little...
That's a boy, Shakespeare. Don't let her make a sissy out of you. Stand up for your rights.
David, if you say another word to him,
I'm just giving him a little moral support.
Shakespeare, please. We're almost finished. Please hold still. David, take my hair out of my eyes. I can't see what I'm doing.
He looks like a drowned rat, and so do you.
Shakespeare, you're scratching. You're getting water all over me.
He certainly loves this. You'll have to give him a bath every Saturday night.
There, now I've got him all soaked up. Turn the faucet on, please. I just can't let go of him.
Hot or cold?
Hot, and hurry. He's slipping out of my hand.
Meow.
Oh, he ought to end up with a cold shower like I do, or he'll catch cold.
I wouldn't dream of it. Make it warm. He's just a kitten, baby.
Let him become a man, then.
He's much too young.
You know what you're doing, of course. You're holding him back. Keeping him a baby longer than he wants to be.
He's only 4 weeks old. Stop brushing him.
All right. Make a sissy out of him. Don't give him his long pants till after all the other boys on the block have gotten theirs.
He's getting soap in his eyes. Turn on the water now.
All right. He's all yours, but you're a baby.
Now, see? He's enjoying this. He's not crying anymore.
He doesn't want to swallow a mouthful of soap. Do you, fella?
Now, hand me the towel. I'll wrap him up in it and get him all nice and warm. We'll go in the living room. It's warmer in there, baby.
I am exhausted.
You're exhausted.
I repeat, I'm exhausted. And if you and that cat don't mind, I'd still like to have a look at the evening paper.
Go right ahead. We don't need to be entertained, do we, Shakespeare? Now, kitty, you just sit down here and we'll get you all nice and dry. Oh, it's a sweet little kitty, sweet. Come on, my sweet. David. He's purring now.
He's growling.
Growling?
I've no further interest in him. Any cat who allows himself to be given a bath is not for me.
That must be Mama.
Want me to answer?
No, I'll go. You watch Shakespeare. Now, you sit there and be still, you naughty little kitten. See? He understands.
He says yes to everything. Just a Casper milk toast.
Mama? Yep, we're all through packing. Say, how would you like a half a tomato? Well, you're very ungrateful. Guess what? We just gave Shakespeare a bath. We had to. He fell into a jar of honey. No, he loved it. Not the honey, the bath. Of course he loved it. Say, why don't you come over in the morning, Mama? About 9 o'clock? That'll be fine. Bye. That was Mama. Oh, David, where are you?
Looking for the first section of the paper. Have you seen it?
How many times do I have to tell you no? Say, have you got a little pocket comb I could use on Shakespeare?
No, I have not. Use your own comb.
Must I? It's new. Come here, Shakespeare.
Spear?
Hey, where'd you go? David, he's not on the chair where I left him.
What's the difference? He's around here someplace.
He'll catch his death of cold running around all wet. Shakespeare, come back here, you cat, you. I don't see him in here, do you?
He heard you say you were going to comb him.
Not on top of any of the furniture. Here, pussy, under the sofa. Must be in the bedroom.
While you're under the bed, will you look for the paper?
David, look under the radiators and in the hall. He often sits under the console.
No.
No what?
No cat.
He isn't in here. Where on earth could he have gone?
Look in the sink. Maybe he's taking another bath.
Oh, don't be silly. Cats don't like baths. Kitty, 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 kitty. Oh, maybe he's under the stove. David, are you sure he's not in the living room?
Not unless he opened that trunk and pulled the top down after him.
Have we got a flashlight?
It's packed.
Not in the kitchen. The only other place must be under the brake front in the dining room. Give me some matches, will you?
What are you going to do?
Take a look.
I'll do it. You'll set the house on fire.
I don't think you can see under it. You have to pull it away from the wall.
Well, I guess I'm stronger than I thought I was.
Shakespeare under there?
Yeah, can't see him.
I'll light a match for you.
Hey, wait a minute. I've got something.
Is it him?
No. Your mother's umbrella.
No!
Yes.
Well, if Mama's umbrella can get under the brake front, you can imagine where Shakespeare's gotten. We'll never find him. David, why didn't you watch him the way I asked you to?
I am not a cat sitter.
Think he could have jumped out of the window?
What window?
I noticed the little window open in the pantry. It's just open a few inches.
He wouldn't
know...
have. He's just a kitten.
Do you see anything?
Only the fire escape and it's pitch black out.
Well, I'm sure he wouldn't have gone down there, would he? He loves it here with us.
No bath and all. Come on. Let's go to bed.
I'd be a lot happier if I knew where he was.
Oh, he's probably in a closet or under some piece of furniture where we can't see him. He'll come out in the morning when he's hungry.
I wish I were sure.
Well, I am sure. And I am turning out the light, and I am turning into bed. Come on, darling. Turn around and come along.
Now, who do you think that is at this hour? We're practically in bed.
Look, darling, Shakespeare is too small to ring the buzzer himself.
Oh, silly.
I'll answer.
I'm already there. Fritz.
Mrs. Norton, I'm sorry to disturb you, but...
You're not disturbing us, Fritz.
I find your kitten on the street. Bertha said right off that is Mrs. Norton's kitten, Shakespeare.
Shakespeare on the street?
I find him fighting in the alleyway with a great big cat.
Shakespeare fighting?
Yeah. Let me take him, Fritz.
Oh, you get dirty. He's not quite clean.
But I just gave him a bath.
Oh, you'd never suspect it now.
It's Shakespeare, but you'd hardly know him.
Yeah, it's him, all right.
I said it couldn't be, but Bertha said she was sure, and Bertha was right.
He must have gone out the window. Now, that's some cat after all.
Oh, look at you all filthy and black. Come here, you... Nice business running away. And, Fritz, we can never thank you for bringing him back.
Good night, Fritz. Thanks a lot.
Shakespeare, say thank you to Fritz. Now, go on.
Good night. Night.
David, the rascal.
Hey, look. Look, he's missing a big patch of hair.
Where?
Yeah, right there behind his left ear. It's his battle scar.
I better get the iodine.
Oh, leave him alone. He's proud of it. He looks fierce. He isn't a mama baby anymore.
One little evening out, and look at him.
Oh, look at him, would you? He sure is proud of himself.
His tail is sticking straight up in the air like a flag.
His battle flag of freedom.
Just like a man strutting around.
Claudia, I hope you realize what this means.
What?
Shakespeare will stand for no more pampering. No siree. He jumped out of that window, a child.
And he's come back a man.
This broadcast of Claudia was supervised and directed by William Brown Maloney. Your Coca-Cola bottler presents Claudia. Claudia, based on the original stories by Rose Franken. Brought to you, transcribed Monday through Friday, by your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. Relax, and while you're listening, refresh yourself. Have a Coke. And now, Claudia.
You said 5 o'clock.
And 5 o'clock it is.
I broke my neck to make it. Everything better be ready.
Everything is ready. Fritz is coming to help with the bags. They're all in a bunch in the living room.
Well, how does it feel to be moving into your own apartment, Mrs. Norton?
Marvelous. Most marvelous thing that ever happened to me.
Most?
Next to getting married, of course.
Oh. So now we gather up our small caravan, and in the dimming light of afternoon, we take leave of the beautiful land of apartment 2E. Turning our face to the sunset, we say goodbye to the natives. Goodbye.
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 Goodbye. What did the natives say?
David, you're... I was up in the apartment this afternoon and the sun was coming in and... Oh, it looked beautiful.
Beautiful and empty.
Wish it had looked empty. It was full of painter's buckets and brushes and ladders and canvases and stuff.
Is that all? Didn't the beds come?
The mattresses and the box springs came. course, we have our chair, so we're practically set. We can move right in. Oh, yes, pots and pans arrived, too.
How'd the painting look?
I love the colors we picked. It's hard to tell, though. It was wet, and the colors underneath kept peeking through. There were two painters, tall one and a short one.
Were they almost finished?
They didn't look almost finished to me, but they promised they would be by 5. I think I'll call Mama.
What for? Why don't you ask her to come and watch for herself?
She offered, but I said no. She'd want to do all the work of unpacking and putting away, and she'd get all tired out. We'll have her come over later tonight when it's all set.
That's all right.
Wonder where Fritz is.
He'll be along.
Oh, the new tenant's coming in at 6. I hope he likes it here. He's only a man.
What's the matter with that?
I mean, he's not married. I don't see how a man lives in an apartment not married.
Lots of men do.
Poor things. I suppose they have to live somewhere, though. Hello, Mama. We're all set to go any minute. You know it's clean here. You saw it. How could I mess it up in an hour? Listen, will you come over later? We'll call you from upstairs when we're in.
Give her my love.
David says give you his love. Oh, there's Fritz now. Goodbye. And be good. You answer it, and I'll go put on my hat and coat.
You don't need to. You're just moving upstairs to the 12th floor, remember? Oh, Fritz. All ready for you.
Ach, Mr. Norton, I don't know how to tell you.
Hello, Fritz. We're right on schedule.
Mrs. Norton, the painters, they are not finished.
They aren't, but they promised, David. They promised.
Now, what happened, Fritz?
I was up there this afternoon. They said they'd...
One had to go home.
Oh, go home in the middle of the afternoon? The tall one or the short one?
The short one.
Oh, the short one. He was the only good one.
How much did they get done, Fritz?
The bedroom almost, the living room almost, the kitchen and the hall.
That's about as much as they'd done this afternoon.
Is any of it dry?
The hall is wet and step ladders and panes all over. It always happens, especially these days. Mm. What can you do?
Can't people do something?
They haven't been able to so far.
They promised they'd finish tomorrow, Mrs. Norton.
They'd better. I'm not going to live with two painters. Well, I guess we might as well get started.
Where will you go?
Upstairs, of course. Where else?
But you can't go upstairs to move in now.
Why not? We won't touch anything. And if the kitchen's finished, we can put all the bags in there.
But, darling, the smell of paint is terrible.
Oh, don't I know.
And the heat is off, and the windows, they must all be closed.
Why must they be?
So the paint won't get all sooty before it's dry.
Oh. Well, we'll just have to smother, that's all. Not the way I expected to move, but it can't be helped.
Mr. Norton, I don't think that...
I don't think so either, Claudia. We cannot move into that apartment tonight.
I don't mind a little paint and stuffiness. Really, I don't.
Well, I do. Besides, the painters come in early. All these boxes and bags and beds will be in the way. We're not moving tonight. That's impossible.
Impossible or not, we'll have to. We can't stay here, can we, Fritz?
Not here. The new tenant called. He will be here at 6. I'm so sorry, Mrs. Norton.
Oh, it's not your fault, Fritz.
And don't give it a second thought, Fritz. We'll be out of here long before 6.
Well, you leave the bags, Mr. Norton. I will put them downstairs in the storage.
Fine. They'll be right here in the living room.
Well, I come back up.
Well... Goodbye, Fritz.
Bye, Fritz.
Bye.
Well, now what?
Oh, darling, it's not that tragic.
I know it isn't tragic. I don't mind too much, really. I guess we can't always have everything just the way we want.
Now, what hotel would you like to stay at?
Hotel? Can you move into a hotel just like that?
Why not? That's what hotels are for.
We're not from out of town. I'll feel funny.
You'll feel wonderful. We'll have dinner downstairs, get a room that overlooks the park. Have breakfast sent up. You'll never want to leave.
But darling, it's so expensive.
Oh, it's not so bad. Besides, there's no choice.
There isn't?
None.
Well, we'll be kind of exciting, like another honeymoon.
A short one. Short, but sweet.
Oh, I wish I hadn't packed my best nightgown.
I'll buy you another one on the way.
And a pair of slippers and a lacy negligee.
Anything you want. This is your night, Mrs. Norton. We're celebrate, not moving.
It's a date. Quick, call a hotel, David.
All right, now let's see. I'll call the Gorham.
The Gorham? David, you don't have to lose your head.
The Gorham it is. For my wife, the best. I know the number of some of our best out-of-town clients go there. Hello. Room clerk, please. Thanks, I'll hold on.
David, I just thought of something. You can't get rooms in hotels these days.
That's just a rumor. You can always get one room and a bath.
Well, I hope you're right.
Oh, hello. I'd like to make a reservation for a room and a bath for tonight. What's that? No, not for a week from tonight, for tonight. Oh. No, I don't care to send my bags and wait in the lobby. Thank you. Can you suggest any other hotel that might be able to take us in? Can't, eh? It's as bad as that. Well, goodbye.
No room?
He says people are sitting up in the lobby.
Oh.
Well, here, give me that book. I have an idea.
Try and sound as if you're from out of town. Maybe that'll help.
Any special part of the country?
Just sound distinguished.
Well, that's a big order. The Slater. Here we are. I should have called the Slater in the first place. They've got thousands of rooms, and they pride themselves on their hospitality.
David, it's getting to be almost 6 o'clock.
Now, don't rush me.
Hello? Slater Hotel? Kindly connect me with the room clerk, please. I desire to make a reservation for my wife and myself. With a bath, please.
It's working, it's working.
Will you be able to keep it up all night?
Until we get in that room, I will.
Hello? Oh, hello. This here is Mr. Norton. Mr. Gaylord Ravenel Norton. I desire to make a room reservation for myself and my wife with a bath for this here evening, please, sir. What's that you say, sir? Well, sir, it's either tonight or it's never. Is this northern hospitality? Well, you come down south, son. Now, come now, son. Certainly you have one room in that big hotel. Not until a week from next Thursday, huh? No, I don't want a room a week from next Thursday. I want it tonight.
Oh, you'll take a reservation.
My name? Senator Claghorn, son. Senator Claghorn.
What's the matter with us, David? Doesn't anybody love us?
Well, they love us all right. They want us to sleep on a park bench.
Might be nice, but a little cold for a southern gentleman and his bride.
Give me that book. I'll get us a room.
It's hopeless, and you know it. There's just no room anywhere on such short notice.
Well, what do other people do?
Stay with relatives.
We haven't got any relatives.
We've got Aunt Louisa.
No, I'm not going to Aunt Louisa.
Neither am I. But why not Mama?
Mama? What does she have to do with this?
Everything. She's gotten rid of the extra bed and is getting the sofa covered, so we can't stay there with her.
All right, then. We can't stay with her, but we'll not go to Aunt Louisa's.
David, listen to me. We will go to Mama's and send Mama to Aunt Louisa's.
Why should Mother have to stay at Aunt Louisa's if I don't want
to? Now, you leave this to me. Mama won't mind, I know it. As a matter of fact, she'll probably enjoy it. Mama? You home?
No, I'm out.
That's good, so are we.
Why aren't you in your new apartment?
Because we came to visit you.
A fine time to visit.
Oh, we thought so. That's why we're visiting.
Well, aren't you going to ask us to sit down?
Sit down.
Sit down.
I'm sitting down.
Well, now that we're all sitting down, Claudia, what are you and David and Kat doing here?
We just told you, visiting.
If you two don't stop acting like nincompoops, I'll send you back to your apartment. You should be there anyway.
You're very hospitable.
What's the matter? Don't you like it?
We like it better here.
Well, don't feel as if you have to sit around and talk to me. Run along. I can help you. I'll come over later.
We won't be there.
You won't?
No.
Oh, going out this evening?
Yes, we thought we'd go out. After all, just because we've got an apartment doesn't mean we have to stay in it.
Like two birds in a cage.
You two birds belong in a cage.
Mommy, you better hurry. You'll be late.
I will.
You will?
Late to dinner. You're going out to dinner.
I am?
You am?
My dinner is in the stove, thank you, all ready for me.
Good, then Claudia won't have to cook.
I'll get your hat.
I don't want my hat.
You'd better wear it, Mother. You don't want to catch cold.
David, where am I going to catch cold?
On your way to Aunt Louise's. You're having dinner with her, of course.
Dinner?
And spend the night.
Oh, the night, too, I see. Does Aunt Louisa by any chance know it?
Certainly she knows that I invited you.
Thank you very much. Now, what is this all about?
Still doesn't understand, David.
Very slow-witted, your mother.
Explain to her.
We are orphans in the night, Mama. If you do not open up your big heart to us, we will have to sleep on a park bench.
The painters liked the apartment so much they decided to stay another day.
You're out of one apartment and not in the other.
See, she's not so slow-witted, David.
Just takes a little time.
You've decided to come home to your poor old mother's doorstep.
And send our poor old mother over to Aunt Louisa's doorstep.
And what's the matter with your going there?
Aunt Louisa has asthma and we have Shakespeare.
And there's not a hotel in New York that'll have us.
I wish we could invite you to stay with us here, but we haven't got the room.
I wouldn't spend another night with you two for $1,000,000.
David, give her $1,000,000.
Have you got a blank check, Mother?
You better hurry, Mom. It's getting late. Remember, you're invited for dinner.
And we're invited for dinner tomorrow night.
Serves you right.
Well, of all the ingratitude. Here's your hat.
Claudia, stop messing my hair.
Looks nice over one eye. Not your hair, your hat.
Here's your coat.
Put your chin up, Mother. I'll button it.
Not your chin, your coat.
Get away from me.
We're only trying to help.
I'm going. I can't get away fast enough.
Mama, call us when you get there. You don't feel as if we'd driven you out.
Oh, no. Why should I feel that?
Well, you just might. Good night, Mama. Don't cross the streets when the lights are green. And, oh, Mama.
What now?
I've got an idea. Why don't you come over here for breakfast in the morning?
Yes, don't stand on formality.
Just drop in, Mama, as if the place belonged to you.
This broadcast of Claudia was supervised and directed by William Brown Maloney.